the Spirit of God came on Azariah, the son of Odin. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Listen to me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. And if you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you abandon him, he will abandon you. For many days Israel was without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord God of Israel, and they sought him, and he let them find him. In those times there was no peace for him who went out, or him who came in. Because many disturbances afflicted all the inhabitants of the land. Nation was crushed by nation, and city by city. God troubled them with every kind of distress. But you be strong and do not lose courage. For there is a reward for your word. Now when Asa heard these words and the prophecy which Azariah the son of Odin, the prophet, spoke, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin, and from the city which he had captured in the hill country of Ephraim. He then restored the altar of the Lord, which was in front of the porch of the Lord. And he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those from Ephraim. Then Asa and Simeon, who resided with them, for many defected to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him.
So they assembled at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. They sacrificed to the Lord on that day 700 oxen and 7,000 sheep from the spoils they had brought. They entered into the covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, man or woman. Moreover, they made an oath to the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting trumpets and with horns. Judah rejoiced concerning the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and had sought him earnestly. And he let them find him, so the Lord gave them rest on every side. He also removed Makkai, the mother of King Asa, from the position of queen mother, because she had made an abominable image as an Asherah. And Asa cut down her and burned it at the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was blameless all his days. He brought into the house of God the dedicated things of his father and his own. Till the 35th year of Isa's reign.